Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light.
It's Women's History Month on WUKY. I'm Alan Lytle. The Aviation Museum of Kentucky here in Lexington is home to the Kentucky Aviation Hall of Fame, where more than a dozen women have been enshrined. I recently took a trip to the museum and talked to their longtime board secretary, Marty Shadler.
Who should be a household name in aviation as far as a woman in Kentucky?
Well, Willa Brown Chappell is one I think you can't overlook because of her achievements. A Glasgow native, African-American woman who achieved some licensing from the FAA, and she was the first African-American woman to do that. But one thing that impressed me is that back before World War II, our government passed the Civilian Pilot Training Act, and by that time, Willa had migrated up to Chicago, and her flight school was one of the flight schools under the Civilian Training Act. And she and her husband trained a number of young black men who later became the Tuskegee Airmen. One that probably isn't known, but I respect her a lot for what she accomplished, Dr. Shelba Prophet. She's from Letcher County, as I recall, and a graduate of Center College, but went on to be a physics expert and helped develop something called the Patriot Missile System. One you can't miss because of her recent appearances in the political scene, Colonel Amy McGrath. She is in our Hall of Fame for her achievements as a Marine pilot.
And is there an actual hall that people can stroll and look through?
Yes, we can go and look at it. It's just beyond this hangar that we're in now.
Here's the Hall of Fame.
Ah, and we're walking into the Hall of Fame right now. Okay, so you said this started in 1996?
That's correct. And if you give me a moment, I'll get all the women in a moment.
Okay. Oh, we have them right here on a placard. Very good.
Yes. Esther Ammerman from Cynthiana. It's Harrison County. She was one of the WASPs. She flew during World War II, moving planes around in our country. Greenwood Koke Kokenoffer, interesting woman here, on a dare from her son, who said, "Mom, I'll go to Sunday school if we can go out to the airport." She took the deal. She went out and liked flying better than her son. She ended up being an air racer, and then later was a representative flying around the state for the Farm Bureau. Mary Edith Engel, that's a first inductee woman in 1996. She was a native of Lexington and Fayette County. And she and Esther Ammerman flew around the big bombers that some of the guys were kind of chicken to fly. But if they were like built in California and had to get to the West Coast or get to the East Coast or to the central part of the country, our men pilots were in combat. The women were moving around the country. They did a great service for us. Betty Mosley, a woman here whose name might be recognized. Her husband had a successful dental practice. He was a World War II pilot, encouraged her to try it. She fell in love with it, and she was an air racer. And in this air racing, it's a course race. They go from point to point, not around a track. And another pilot got in trouble. She blew her opportunity to win and said, "I'll go and help that person." And through her career, was an advocate for women and as general pilots, and also for aviation safety. And then Suzanne Weaver-Smith was nominated in 2019. She is a professor at UK, and she's affiliated with UK NASA. And Dr. Weaver-Smith and her students are working on aircraft that will fly on Mars. Most people don't recognize there is some atmosphere on Mars. If you build the thing light enough, it will be able to fly on Mars. And quite an achievement, and that's been done through her winning of NASA grants for UK. So, like I said, a group of achievers that we're really proud to honor.
Quite a number of women, and they are well represented in this Aviation Hall of Fame.
Yes, of the ones that we have nominated through the years, to have 13 is a good number, but we want to continue.
Give me the elevator story of the Aviation Museum.
The Aviation Museum of Kentucky has this tagline, where education and history meet. And so we try to deliver on that. With our aviation summer camps, with our programs that we have, with our recognition of the Aviation Hall of Fame, and with our collection in the hangars themselves, plus our visiting aircraft, we really give anyone interested an exposure to the aviation and aerospace experience.
When are you all open?
We are open 10 till 5, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and then 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
My thanks today to Marty Shadler and all the folks at the Aviation Museum of Kentucky. There's more Women's History Month stories at WUKY.org. Just search Women's History.